Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast. From the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on IndianaFreedomTalkRadio.com. The Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina. The Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota. And numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, people, it's Turncoat Tuesday. That's also the first day of August. It don't seem possible. First day of August. Man. Tuesday, the first day of August, 2017. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 641-715-3610. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029, and then the pound sign. Again, that's 641-715-3610, and then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to mute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it's currently 81 degrees here, 4,200 feet in High Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 96 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And boy, it's just getting hotter and hotter. The dog days are here, and I feel like a dog. That being said, let's see what we're going to get in today. Arrest of undocumented immigrants climbing in North Texas. And we're going to find out what we're laughing about as soon as we return from these messages from our most outstanding sponsors. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT.
Dr. Bones here. Are you prepared to deal with medical issues in a disastrous situation? What would you do if medical help was not on the way? The Doom and Bloom Survival Medicine Handbook is over 400 pages of how-to advice written in plain English. You'll learn to handle all the likely medical issues you'll encounter in times of trouble. And it's not just the conventional medical wisdom. We talk about alternatives like essential oils, medicinal herbs, and other home remedies. Make the Doom and Bloom Survival Medicine Handbook a part of your survival library. And don't forget, Nurse Amy and I have medical kits, suture materials, instructional DVDs, and other items that'll help you keep it together even if things fall apart. Check them out, as well as 200 articles on medical preparedness, survival gardening, and other alternative remedies on our website at www.doomandbloom.net. Never think doom and gloom, think doom and bloom.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueNutritionNow.com. That's TrueNutritionNow.com. Then call 520-829-1133. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Bringing you The Word from the Trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty, arrest of undocumented immigrants climbing in North Texas. I laughed about that. Well, climbing, I mean, three is more than two, I suppose. This is from CBS News. It was sent in by Mark Schumacher for discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com. Arrests of undocumented immigrants in North Texas have nearly doubled since President Donald Trump took office. Well, four is double two. Let's see what they're talking about here. Statistics obtained by CBS 11 show they've gone up by nearly 40%, according to Immigration and Customs Enforcement. Now, we've talked about this many times, people. You know, Trump, he stood up there, and I mean, this is just the con game. They're playing the game with us here. This is three-card Monty, man. They're putting on a show. They're showing sound bites. The bottom line is, Trump said that he would remove every illegal from this country, and then anybody that came back in would have to come back in through the law. But, I mean, we talked about it. It would take 21,000 people per day being removed for 8 years, and this is a conservative number. 21,000. Let's see if they're getting their share of the 21,000. I don't know. Maybe they are. If it was all the states were doing the same. Let's see. In a Fort Worth tortilla is what it looks like to me. Shop that doubles as a restaurant. Almost everyone is an immigrant, an invader, both legal and not. Well, there's legal and illegal. I mean, they're not immigrants, they're invaders. This is the word games they play with. They throw the word salad out there and they toss it, and they throw a tomato over here and a cucumber over there, and none of it means shit, because the bottom line is we can look past the salad. We can look at 21,000 a day. Are they getting 21,000 of the son of a bitches out of here? And people, in your life, are you seeing it? Do you go out to the stores and you go where you've always went? Are you seeing it? Are you seeing them just disappearing? Are you? Because I'm not. Both legal and not. This morning, as an undocumented woman ate a late breakfast and planned for what she believes is inevitable deportation. Bullshit. I mean, this is just a propaganda. This is the propaganda machine. Who, we got CBS News. Oh, we can trust them. They're telling us the truth, don't you know? This is the same freaking game they played 8 years with Obama, where we're getting these guys out. Deportations, they're through the roof as you're watching them just swarm over top of you. The sun ain't shining. It's dark because they said so. Not buying it, people. It's pure fear now, she said. But you tell me again. You've been out there. Do they look like they're scared to you at all? Because they don't to me. If I talk to other immigrants, it's the same. Just fear. Of what? Fear of what? As they're going down the goddamn grocery aisle not just the grocery aisle, hell, they go in the aisles I can't even go into where you buy other shit other than groceries. Both hands. And I mean, we go through the store, we got a goddamn calculator, and we're reading the, you know, contents and stuff, trying to get us enough fucking food to get by, and these son of a bitches are going down there both hands, filling two fucking carts, and you're telling me that they're scared. Scared of what? This is bullshit. This is a propaganda push because everybody can see that the son of a bitch. I mean, you can't get away from the fact that the bastard lied. A blatant, in-your-face lie. We're going, quote, I'm doing with the quote. You can't see me, but I got the quote fingers up here, man. Every one of them. Remember how many of them looked at you? Every boy, that's why you went out and voted, wasn't it? No, you were voting for tax cuts for the billionaires. That's what you were voting for. You were voting for more aid to Israel, more military aid to Israel, more conquest for Israel. That's what you were voting for. 21,000 a day. Let's go on. The mother and wife agreed to speak to CBS 11 if we didn't show her face or give her name. Do you see him? Do you see him hiding at all? Because I don't. She says she came to the United States 7 years ago to earn money to pay for her kids' education in Mexico. What's wrong with that picture? I mean, why, of course she did. I mean, she should be able to come here to earn an education for her child and take an education from an American child in the process, right? Because it's her country. Her ancestors conquered this continent and, you know, left it to her as her heritage, right? Man, that pisses me off. They're trying to get you to, you know, to cop to some kind of a feeling of wrong being done to this bitch, to this invading bitch. She just came here to make money to send to Mexico to put her kid through school. Really? Go down to Mexico and make your frickin' money, bitch. The money to be made here puts American kids through school. How about that? It's our country. Since Trump took office, she and her family have been saving money in case they're deported. How many Americans in this country can't even get enough money to goddamn eat, living in tents and stuff? She's saving money in case she gets deported. Do you feel bad for her, people? Is this really pulling at your heartstrings? We already bought boxes so we can start packing our things and sending them to Mexico. Horse shit. I'm not buying any of this propaganda, because that's all it is. It's propaganda. Because I can gauge propaganda by what I look at when I go out the goddamn door. It's bullshit. It's not happening. It's a soundbite. It's a slogan. That's all. As a candidate, Trump said he would crack down on illegal immigration. No, he said he would take every goddamn one of them out of this country. What, didn't he, people? He said it, didn't he? Do we have to get the sound clips and play him of the lying son of a bitch saying it so he could be put in the top executive office so that he could stab us in the back? Well, not me, because I never went for this shit. I wasn't a retard. I didn't go vote. I knew better. But this is covering, they, like I said, I've told you people before, they have their own people out on the goddamn streets. They know. They know the gig is up. People have identified this charlatan for what he is. And, I mean, it looks more evident every day. It's just getting to the point where it's just disgusting to look at him as it was to look at Obama. Another charlatan. Another con man. And I to hear his voice makes me want to puke. Lying son of a bitch. You lied. I mean, I want him to step up on the goddamn stage, if he's who he says, and explain his lie. How come you're financing DACA, you son of a bitch, you liar? How come they're still rolling into this goddamn country? How come you accepted that deal with Australia the other day? That just, even nullifies that you're supposed goddamn keeping us safe from the bad old Muslims. Except for, well, this deal over here, because you're the deal man, aren't you? And it always comes down to contracts and money with you pricks, doesn't it? Where were we at? He was going to crack down on illegal immigration. As president, many say he has kept his word. Well, then you're a fucking retard if you say that, huh? Do you understand the difference between the words of every goddamn one of them, mass deportation out of this fucking country, and a handful for the cameras, just like Obama gave you for 8 years as they kept invading and taking your jobs and taking your goddamn houses and everything else that belongs to you? You don't know the difference in that? So he kept his word, did he? I want to talk to you face to face, man to man, so you can explain to me how he kept his word, you cowardly, spineless, mush-minded son of a bitch. CBS 11 obtained numbers showing how many undocumented immigrants were arrested in North Texas in the first days of his presidency. And remember, when we start out the undocumented immigrants, arrests of undocumented immigrants, this isn't deportations. These are arrests. I mean, see what they're playing. This is just a propaganda piece because they aren't doing shit. If they do arrest them, hey, we've seen it. We were talking about it yesterday. The boy up in Portland raped a woman. We covered it right here on this broadcast. Remember, we were talking about catching him down at Mexico. I said, well, he's already down in Mexico. All he's got to do is cross the border. And this is what I said, people. I said, he'll cross the border down there. Well, he didn't make it to the border. They caught him. So, of course, he was prosecuted for the woman that he assaulted up in Portland, right? No. What happened to him? Well, that's right. They put him. He didn't have to get it back. They helped him back across the border. And he came right frickin' back across the border and right straight back up to Portland. Two more women. Is that what you're talking about here, Trumpy? You lying piece of shit. And the rest of these CBS, you propaganda whores. Because that's all you are. Arrests are up. You betcha. How many have been deported, people? I mean, they have deported a mere handful. We talked about 21,000 a day. Well, let's see what they're getting here. According to ICE, showing many undocumented immigrants were arrested in North Texas in the first few days of his presidency. Well, of course they were, because it's a part of the little propaganda campaign that's going to replace that statement that they're all going to be arrested and all going to be deported out of here. They're not. Rich billionaires do not deport slave labor, dummies. Oh, let's see here. According to ICE, 2,586 undocumented immigrants were arrested in the first 5 months of 2016. In the same time a period this year, 4,969 undocumented immigrants have been taken into custody. That's an increase of 40%. So they've been taken into custody. But you're talking 4,000 over how long here we're talking about here? For 5 months? That's a goddamn far cry from 21,000 a day. They're not being going to be deported out of this country. The son of a bitch lied. This is the big lie this bastard is trying to cover with every angle that he can. I want to talk to you right to your face, Donald, you frickin' liar, Trump. I want to talk to you. Go ahead, brother.
They come back in.
Of course they do.
I mean, what the hell? They come back in the next fucking day. I mean, it's all bullshit, Henry.
That's what I'm talking about. Even if you did deport 4,009, but they haven't even been deported. They've just been detained. Okay, once you do deport them, we've seen what happens. This was back in November. This son of a bitch, he raped a woman up there and cut her or something with a knife. And we talked about it. They caught him down at the border. Here, what are we at? Here we're at July. By July, he's back up here. Two more women molested. Boy, this is really working well, isn't it? Incredible. Oh, okay, where were we? 40. That's an increase of 40% of detainees. How many more came back in? How many more murderers, rapists came right back in? How did he get back in, Donnie? You were in charge, buddy. Go ahead.
It's like 20 times. This one guy came back 20 times, and then he killed somebody. I mean, you know.
No, he didn't kill. What he did, Mark, this is what the guy I'm talking about. What he did is back in November, he's already done this to women before. He's been deported 20 freaking times. You're right about that. But, I mean, the biggest thing on top of his probation violation, all he's got to do is just come back across the border into one of these so-called sanctuary states or sanctuary cities like Portland, Oregon. And that's exactly what the son of a bitch did. This is a bullshit circle jerk bunch of shit is all I can say. There isn't nothing happening, and they throw shit out like this. Four up 40%, my ass. Stick 40% up your ass. We know about your numbers. We know about your unemployment numbers. We got full employment in this country, don't you know, with a whole nother occupation or another colonization force in place. Right. Whatever you say, man, we'll believe your numbers, but it's Donald Trump's numbers. You know, the con man who told you they're all going. There's going to be mass deportation. We're going to deport every one of them. Come on, I want some son of a bitch to come up here and tell me he didn't say every one of them. That he didn't lie right through his fucking teeth. Do it! And then I'll try to meet you somewhere face to face, you son of a bitch. You goddamn Trump-ass sucking bastards. This country's going to hell, and it's retards like you that are facilitating it. You're the enemy of any decent free man in this country. A 40%. It should be 100%, said Tim Booth, a Fort Worth resident. The president's stance on immigration is a big reason Booth voted for him. Booth supports the approach ICE is taking under its new leadership. What approach? You mean the lie? Are they going out? Do you see the buses rolling across the border? Do you see the mass roundups that it would take to actually make a dent in this? A drop in the bucket. This ain't even a drop in the bucket, people. This is photo ops. That's all. Anybody that, I mean, well, goddamn, I guess you retards fell for it in the first place. I guess there's some retards out there that'll just keep on falling for it. Right up until they watched their own children starve to death because they were too fucking cowardly and too stupid to stand and do anything about it. They, you know it's all bullshit, don't you? I mean, honestly out there, don't you? But man, goddamn, so much easier for a coward to go along with a lie than to stand for the truth, huh? The president's stance on immigration is a big reason the boy voted for him, huh? And he likes that's nice as ICE's new leadership. They got a much better propaganda program going, don't they? ICE will no longer exempt any class of individuals from removal proceedings. Really? What about DACA? What about them? They're here illegally, people. And you know, he ran, that was another thing he ran on, saying that it was unconstitutional, the DACA thing was, and it went to the Supreme Court, which has nothing to do with us, but it does absolutely have everything to do with the admiralty that's supposed to be guarding our borders and keeping these invaders out. And they said it was absolutely, he went around the Congress, he could not do it, it was unauthorized, it was an illegal act. And Donald Trump, he just signed right onto it. What about them, buddy? Oh, that's just 700,000. We're not talking. No, of course we're not. Whatever. ICE will no longer exempt any class of individual, except for the DACA and the refugees. You know, that's another thing. They put all those, when they plan, see, they plan this shit 50 years into the future. And they knew that some point in the ballgame, people are going to go, God damn, man, we're being overrun here. This shit needs to stop. Why aren't you enforcing our immigration laws on the books and people up there reading them to them? Oh, well, a few years ago, when we first started this invasion, we passed some laws about refugees, and everybody's a refugee now. They're not an invader, but they are invaders, but we're calling them refugees, so really the law isn't going to apply to them because we changed the law without authorization to do so. You have no authority to give my country away to nobody, you bastards. But this is what we're looking. You want, you're going to, I mean, I seen it when the flame got turned up a little bit. Oh, they're all refugees now. You can't touch them because they're refugees. You want to bet? You can play that fucking game with yourselves. But when the people break loose, you call yourself a refugee. Well, once your refugee brains go splatter against the fucking wall. I don't know about the rest of you guys. I've had all this shit I can about take. The lies. And the assholes that are going along with it, like they're going to put this guy up here, Booth. Mr. Booth. Oh, he said something, so it means something to me. It's like these assholes in these restaurants that come up on Fox News. I think you're doing a real good job. How so is that? Yeah, he's doing that way he is, and you know the slogans and stuff, you know. God almighty, what a retarded population that's out there among that 25% that votes. You are disgusting beyond disgust. I cannot find the words to describe how deplorable I find you. Despicable bastards. But see, you know, that's it. They'll get these punks on there. This Booth, I'll smack your face right off on the goddamn ground. Right off your skull. You nothing. Oh, I get to be in the paper with CBS News, and I think he's doing a real good job. Well, you're a sorry son of a bitch that doesn't know shit from Shinola, do you? Remove proceedings if they are found to be in the country illegally, said ICE in a statement. Shit! Under the Obama administration, ICE focused on so-called criminal immigrants. What in the hell is he doing? You know, the bad dudes. What do you think? We're so stupid we can't see that? We're going after the bad dudes. No, you son of a bitch, you said you were taking them all out of here. What happened to that? Every one of them. You said every one of them. I read your frickin' lips. What did you say, Donald Two-Face Trump? Every one of them. And there's not, this isn't even, like I said, this isn't even a drop in the bucket that is still pouring over our borders and into our country. He is complicit with the invasion. He signed on to something he knew absolutely had been declared by the Supreme Court that's supposed to advise him and give him opinions on the law. He went against it and signed on to DACA because, hey, man, that's a slave force, and he's a billionaire, and his billionaire buddies put him in the position he's in, and they're not going to get rid of no slave force. They want to just get rid of us. They want rid of the people who own this goddamn place, the people that they have conned, that they have defrauded, that they have murdered, that they have raped, and their children. That's who they want rid of. That's who their enemy is. And Trump is a two-faced, he's a five-faced son of a bitch. Let's get real. Under the Obama, oh man. ICE focused on so-called criminal immigrants, those who had felonies and other rap sheets. In the first 100 days of Trump's administration, ICE arrested 4,155 criminal immigrants. And that had just been, I mean, how, what, they've been released for 2 days? I mean, what did we have there? 70,000 in the last part of Obama's administration that were released back on our streets? Rapists? Murderers? Yes or no? Every one of them, right, buddy? All 70,000 of them. Surely you know where them son of a bitches are, right? Criminal immigrants and 814 non-criminal. Boy, that's going to stop it, man. I mean, there's only about 60 to 100 million of them here. That, man, he's got her whipped now, huh? I'm going to notice it. I ain't going to see no Mexicans nowhere. That kind of numbers, right? How many came across the border and came into this goddamn country while they were grabbing these? Four times that number? This is bullshit, people.
Yeah, you know, all the kids that they had, Henry Christ, they all dropped about three brats.
Oh, yeah.
So now they're going to be here.
You're damn straight. Three anchors. You goddamn right, Mark. You're absolutely correct. That's what they come here for, to take what is ours. Because they ain't got the cojones to take what is theirs down in Mexico. They go down there. That's what it is, man. We're in a depression. And you have those 13 or 14 families down in Mexico that own the whole goddamn country. Like, they want to do it here. This is what they want here. And then they own the country, and then there's this depression. Goddamn, they might have to feed their peons. Nah, send them up to America. Let them goddamn Americans feed them and educate them. And then we can take over another. We can take over the southern half of America, and that'd be more for our big families. Because that's really who's got your southern states now. When I'm talking about, you know, that 100-mile buffer, so-called buffer bullshit, that is the border. Beyond that, it belongs to those 15 families down there in Mexico, people. You go try to take it back, and you're going to face Mexican army. Mark my words. It's our country, said Booth. Oh, what a patriot. Are we not supposed to protect our rights and our families and our citizens, because I'm a citizen slave, a subject to a crown citizen here in America? Yeah, you are. You are. You're subservient. You are a moron. You don't have a goddamn clue of what you're talking about. That's why you get to be on CBS, because you are a retard. That being said, we are down at the bottom of the hour. We're going to take our bottom of the hour break. We will be back in about 8 minutes. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on PBFT.
Hey, old Dr. Bones here. Are you prepared to deal with medical issues in a disaster situation? What would you do if medical help was not on the way? The Doom and Bloom Survival Medicine Handbook is over 400 pages of how-to advice written in plain English. You'll learn to handle all the likely medical issues you'll encounter in times of trouble. And it's not just the conventional medical wisdom. We talk about alternatives like essential oils, medicinal herbs, and other home remedies. Make the Doom and Bloom Survival Medicine Handbook a part of your survival library. And don't forget, Nurse Amy and I have medical kits, suture materials, instructional DVDs, and other items that'll help you keep it together even if things fall apart. Check them out, as well as 200 articles on medical preparedness, survival gardening, and other alternative remedies on our website at www.doomandbloom.net. Never think doom and gloom, think doom and bloom.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat. Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueNutritionNow.com. That's TrueNutritionNow.com. Then call 520-829-1133. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Divergent Flavor Labs introduces our all-original e-juice flavor line made from pure 100% kosher USP food-grade ingredients. Whether it's our flavored tobaccos like Calypso or our amazing bakery flavors like Creme de Liumptious, Divergent Flavor Labs' handmade all-original flavor line will never disappoint. Available exclusively through VaporRebellion.com.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this programming on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 1236 Pacific time. And that, of course, was Nazareth with Expect No Mercy, and I don't. And they better not either. Joel Apparel found guilty of criminal contempt. This is from Fox 10. It was sent in by David Rock for discussion on From the Trenches, WorldReport.com. Former Maricopa County Sheriff Joel Apparel has been found guilty of criminal contempt. And, of course, he's going to go to one of his tent jails out there in the middle of the desert, right? He's going to wear pink clothes, and he's going to eat shit for 3 meals a day, right? I don't see it happening to you, because there is no equality in this country. There is no justice. There is no law. There's just force. There's just tyranny. Apparel was charged with misdemeanor contempt of court for allegedly defying a judge's 2011 order to stop traffic patrols that targeted immigrants. Man, you tell you what, the goddamn power of this country can be demonstrated in their adherence to the invasion into our country and the taking of what belongs to us, can it? Man, that things can't, I mean, goddamn, something that you'd fight for 20 years and get done in 2 hours if it's one of somebody from another goddamn country, huh? I hate Joe Aparo. He's a piece of shit. He should be tried for the crimes he's committed against our Bill of Rights, and he should be hung. But again, here we, when something does happen, it ain't gonna be for no American national. Apparel will appeal the guilty verdict in order to get a jury trial, according to attorney Jack Willenschick. And this is all just some more smoke and mirrors bullshit that don't mean a goddamn thing in our lives. I mean, we talk about it all the time. I mean, look at your life. It's getting better, people, because mine ain't. During the trial, prosecutors allegedly told the judge that Apparel blew off a court order in 2011 to stop picking up suspected illegal immigrants and handing them over to ICE and Border Patrol, where there were no state charges against them. It's goddamn states are complicit in harboring fugitives, federal fugitives, aren't they? Because I'm telling you what, this is one place that the federal government actually had authority in guarding our goddamn sovereign borders. They have the right, I mean, the authority to come and remove anyone who come under the war, under their legitimate war powers. Outside, I mean, under their direction, they're directed, the executive of the United States enforces the laws of the United States. The laws of the United States are those statutes and all that shit that they put together up there in Washington, D.C. You know, those the laws that can only be enforced under military conditions, and this is a military condition. When somebody crosses into your country without permission, they are considered an invader in any other country in the goddamn planet, except here. No, that's an immigrant. That's a refugee. Well, I guess in Europe they're having the same problem now, aren't they? Boy, it's working out well for them there too, huh? But Sheriff Joe, Sheriff Joe, I mean, the conservatives just have a love fest with this fella, didn't they? I mean, you know, violating people's rights, shitting on people's rights, his whole career. And now, Sheriff Joe, you know, I think you keep thinking about, God damn it, what the hell is his name? I can see his face. Attorney General, Fast and Furious. Somebody help me here. What the hell? Eric Holder. Contempt of Congress. Told Congress, I mean, well, Dick Cheney. Let's go back to Dick Cheney. Halliburton. $1 trillion missing. You know, that's part of that $19 trillion missing from the Pentagon, you know, the military budget, that they're just up by billions because we need more money for them to steal. $1 trillion missing. But Dick Cheney, you see, he's a public servant, and he's held to a higher standard than the rest of us. So when he was told he had to produce the documents, the records from Halliburton, he put up his middle finger and said, fuck you. And you know what? That was saying it to the American people, and that's where we're at, people. We tell you stole $19 trillion from us, government, subservient, I mean, public servant that's beneath the public, it's held to a higher standard. We stole where's our $19 trillion? Fuck you. That's where we're at, people. You think there's law. You think all this shit I hear just ain't smoke and mirrors, because that's really all it is. I mean, this is something to follow, I guess, a little human interest story. Joe Aparo will never, let's say, receive any of the so-called justice that he melted out to other people for things like smoking a joint, just being goddamn poor. Maybe you just couldn't afford insurance for your car and you got that third freaking ticket and you got to go stay in Judge Arparo's tent jail out in the middle of the goddamn desert, and you got to wear the pink underwear and shit, and so that you could be humiliated by that fat pustule. Now, that fat pustule, I mean, again, you know, this is within the system, so this is actually something that could happen to a son of a bitch like him. But do you think that he's going to receive any kind of punishment? Not even, I mean, this is just bullshit here. What he deserves is a trial for the crimes he has committed against our Bill of Rights, but you'll never see that. And you'll never see anything come of this either. It will go back and forth for years, and then pretty soon it'll just wither away. And even if they did today, I mean, right now, I mean, he's not like the Hammonds, you know, the people who were held in double jeopardy in violation of their rights under the fifth article of our Bill of Rights. He's not like them. Trump will get out that goddamn paper and he say, well, that's Joe. He's one of our oppressors out there in Arizona. Here we have a pardon and signed in. That's it. Too crooked to jail, probably. I guess that would be the explanation. Suspected illegal immigrants and handing them over to ICE and Border Patrol where there were no state charges against them. I mean, we were talking yesterday about the guy that came in 20 times and, you know, they raped a woman back in November, came back, you know, they took him down. He wasn't brought back to Portland. They caught him at the border. But he wasn't brought back to Portland to stand trial and do prison time, you know, like, because they didn't like the Bundys up there. You know, this guy wasn't no risk to anybody. Those Bundys now, man, goddamn, you got to keep them, man, in a Hannibal Lecter in a goddamn suit because, man, they're going to hurt somebody. No, they wouldn't like them. I mean, no bails or anything. Just put him back across the border. And do you think that they didn't know that son of a bitch would be right back up here in a week? Do you think they didn't know it, people? So I'm here to tell you they did. He got to, what he did to that woman up in Portland in November, hey, what the hell? I guess she just got beaten and raped. That's all. And so what was his punishment? You get back over to that side of the border. That's your punishment for beating and raping an American national. Get over there. Oh, yeah, I know you'll be back next week. There's some more American national women up there that need to be beaten. 65-year-old woman this time. Tell me, sodomized her. And then when they finally caught the son of a bitch after he'd stolen her car and her phone, he was in the garage with a knife to another woman. People. But you got to keep those Bundys. You got to keep them. Man, they're dangerous. They could hurt somebody. No, what they are is they were a danger to the government. They were a danger to the lie that has been perpetrated upon the people that they've evidently become institutionalized into. How could people stand by and look at those two incidents and say, why are those Bundys being held in jail? Why are those Hammonds after this son of a bitch Arpaio? Why are they being held in jail? Why? Well, because they're not a part of the crime. They're not a part of the occupation. Joe Aparo is. He's been a good foot soldier, a fat, pustule foot soldier nonetheless. Prosecutors claim Aparo did this because he was running for re-election in 2012 and that Aparo allegedly used his defense, defiance to raise millions of dollars and brag about it to the media. I mean, what the fuck is this? This is just their goddamn mafia just coming out. I mean, what the hell is the name of the movie? The Untouchables. Well, now Capone's sitting up there and he's, you know, he's sitting back in his chair and talking about he's the mayor of Chicago. What the hell's the difference here? Would somebody tell me? It is blatant. Organized crime. In your face. Organized crime. You goddamn are held to a zero tolerance. You better have that goddamn seatbelt on that the insurance industry ordered you to wear. You better have that on or there will be consequences. Now you can stab up a woman and rape her ass up in Portland and get down the Mexican border if you're an illegal invader in this country. And well, you just got to go back across the border. You come back next week. Don't wink and a nod. I think that's what they call that. No problem. Apparel's lawyers argued that he didn't intend to break the law. Well, of course he didn't. And there is no law, really. Because he did. Apparel, they should let him go, because there ain't no goddamn law for nobody to break. Is there? If there is, I'd like to see an example of it somewhere, instead of this arbitrary bullshit that they keep spewing out in these sound bites, just like the thing up there in Texas we were reading about. 40% up in the... Bullshit! This is all hogwash. It's nothing. It's the same shit, different day. Arpaio will be sentenced on October 5th at 10 a.m. He'll get sentenced, but he'll file an appeal. And because he's Arpaio, one of their puscule traitors, one of the dirty bastards that should be hung, he'll stay out pending appeal. And on that appeal, he'll get that jury trial. And at that jury trial, they'll play this frickin' game all over again, and everybody will watch it. And in the end, Arpaio ain't going no goddamn where, because he's one of them. The Maricopa County Sheriff's Office has released the following statement on the guilty verdict. Although the election in November was a statement by the community to put an end to the prior administration's practices, you mean the prior administration's blatant violations of the Bill of Rights, spitting on it, shitting on it every day, the verdict today by U.S. District, no, that wasn't about that. This isn't what I'm talking about. This is about, he stopped some invaders. This is about stopping invaders. We told you people. I mean, this, you get this bullshit up there in Texas that they're trying to sell you. And then you come back to an article like this where they're telling you, even Judge Old Arpaio, Joe Arpaio, you know, the noted great sheriff, he can't fuck with those illegal aliens, can he? Boy, howdy. U.S. District Court, where was we? To end to administration's practice, the verdict today by U.S. District Judge Susan Bolton is a conclusion to the disservice and distractions caused by former Sheriff Joe Arpaio. We have a great respect for the justice system and the process and responsibility to carry out justice. Justice, my ass. As for this office, we remain steadfast in our effort to serve the needs of public safety. I wonder where this guy came back across the border at, that came up here and stabbed up on this. You know, the guy had been ported 20 times. I wonder where he crossed the border at. To improve quality of relations with the community and to ensure the men and women of this organization have the utmost respect for the law and the authority for which we are empowered. This is just, at some point we just got to start saying, fuck you. Just get it. Just don't even speak to us, you sorry sons of bitches. Oh, let's see what else we got here, people. this one here is kind of good. I thought it was interesting. Speaking of law and law enforcement, tensions rise from threats of retaliation after NYPD arrests NYSP trooper from LEO off affairs sent in by Joe from Mass Private Eye for discussion. I'm from the trenchesworldreport.com. And Laura, you got to do something about that. I think it's Mark. I'm sorry, Mark, but I'm getting a lot of noise. Anyways, there we go. Sorry, Mark. If you need to say something, brother, just unmute and come back in. The relationship between the New York State Police and New York Police Department is not going to mend anytime soon. And what could this possibly be about, people? Trooper Dana Naravaz, 42, was arrested near his Bronx home when cops found the 45th precinct found him passed out behind the wheel of his car that was idling. Naravaz was arrested for DUI and giving a breathalyzer that indicated he was double the legal limit. So what's the problem here? A judge ordered Naravaz released when he appeared for his arraignment hearing. Once news of Naravaz's arrest was publicly available, officers at the 45 say they started receiving phone calls from people claiming to be troopers seeking retaliation. It's on, said one caller. So what it is here is you just don't arrest a goddamn cop. I mean, falling drunk, double the limit, drunker in a goddamn mojo, they'd put you, lift up the prison and put me or you under it. But you just don't arrest them. Or else, yeah, their buddies, the other cops. I mean, isn't this like gangs? Isn't this like organized crime? Isn't this like mafia? NYPD union leaders informed their membership of the threats and have encouraged them all to be extra cautious in obeying traffic laws, especially in Westchester or upstate New York. So I guess they got a deal between the, what do we say up here, the NYPD and the state troopers. Well, you know, you let our guys off when they're driving around drunk, and we let your guys off when they're driving around drunk, or we're shooting people, or tasing people, or hell, raping a woman on the side of the road, because it is that, the Blue Brotherhood, isn't it? God damn, look what they'll come right out here and tell us, people. What do we need? We just wanted the members to be careful on the road and obey the speed limit because they're looking, said one union head who wished not to be named. We've been down this road before. Oh, really? Somebody crosses you, man. I tell you, this is something like gangs. I mean, like the Bloods and the Crips, or am I missing something here? New York State Police spokesman and New York State Police. All this shit that can't exist. State police can't exist. We've never authorized. Spokesman Bo Duffy said Navarez was suspended without pay. Rumors of retaliation are pure nonsense. Oh, I bet they are. That will not happen, he said. The state police have an outstanding relationship with the NYPD. I bet they do. With the NYPD. Man. You know, if you fall for this crap, if you're one of these people that just go around and you say, well, yeah, good, I can see that. And you know, the police officers got to stick together. And you know, we had the thing the other day about Trump, you know, telling them that they need to brutalize our people more because they're such fine, upstanding people, right? If you're one of the people that goes along, you know, what you need to do is stamp stupid right on your frickin' forehead so people can see you coming and not even have to talk to you, not for a second. What else we got here? I like this one here. Let's see what Trump's doing for us, you know, for our sovereignty here. Ukraine signs deal to buy American coal. This is from RT, sent in by Sunfire. For discussion, I'm from the trenches, worldreport.com. Ukrainian state-owned energy firm Center Negro has signed a contract with America's Zocol Energy and Resources to supply 700,000 tons of coal to Ukraine this year. Now, what does it do when you ship coal out of this country? You know what it does? It raises the price of coal in this country, which rises the price of electricity in this country. So what are you doing here for us, Trumpy? Are we building more coal-burning electrical plants to drop the price of our, because you know we want to get that coal industry back online, exporting. That's what you're going to see out of this son of a bitch. Yeah, I'm doing a great job. I'm going to export all your oil, and I'm going to export all your coal. I'm going to export all your copper, your gold, your silver, everything. We're exporting because, man, we're going to be the number one exporter of raw materials out of this country. Without being people go, he's going to get us some jobs. Really? I'll tell you what happens when you export, when you start exporting your coal, the stuff that runs your industry, the price of it goes up. This is what happened when they started exporting our oil. And you know, they lifted the ban on exports, and this is the whole idea was to drive the price of oil up so that you can buy your, you know, you get this exporting going of raw materials, because that's what coal is. Coal is raw, raw as it gets. That is a fueler of industry. It's just like pumping the natural gas across the Mexican border to fuel their industry down there. Your competitors. But over there in the Ukraine, you know, they got quite a thing going on there because the Russians, they went over there and they took their deepwater port back over there in the Ukraine, and they didn't like that because the Jews had a big move over there with goddamn, what the hell is his name, our last vice president, Joe Biden, his son over there, you know, he was big into the oil over in the Ukraine. And you know, you think that these people, they try to tell you that they're adversaries. Oh, well, the Republicans are so against them, Democrats and everything. But when the Jews, international affairs come into play, well, man, things start happening, don't they? I mean, Donald Trump, you would think that if Obama was against it, he'd be for it. But they both have been for and against it, kind of whichever way the wind blows at the time. Whatever the Jew tells him, whenever Netanyahu calls him up and says, this is what you're going to be today. You're going to be, this is why 1984 existed, you know, in 1984, the book in the, well, in the movie. They talked about, you know, East Asia's our enemy. We're friends with West Asia. We're enemies with East Asia this week. And next week it would be the adverse. But the bottom line here is it's what the, if you want to understand world events, understand the motivation of the Jews. What do they want? And why do they want it? And you will see the whole world for that little pisshole. How is that possible? A little pisshole over in the Middle East running all of these so-called first world countries. This is being done, like I said, the whole thing is being orchestrated over there. They're talking about Ukraine, a state-owned energy corp, Center for, has signed a contract with America's Exxon Energy Resources to supply 700 tons. This contract was signed in fulfillment of the agreements between the presidents of Ukraine and the United States reached during our president's visit to America in June, said Center Negro head Oleg Kozinko. The U.S. company will deliver 700 tons of coal, sending a ship or two each month until the end of the year, Kozinko added. See, so what you do is you go destabilize. You know, it's like destabilizing Syria to take it for the Jews, but you go destabilize a country like the Ukraine. And, you know, it's all about the world competition, the big chess game, you know. And the Russians now, they hold deals, contracts. It's all about contracting, international contracting. They hold contracts that, give them pull, like for their deep water port there and the sway that they hold in these satellite countries, because that's really what they are. That's what all this shit is around us, satellite countries. Mexico, what is it really? I mean, this is like a Soviet Union here, is it not? Isn't that what they want with the North American the trade agreement? You know, NAFTA. We're just all one kind of little satellite thing here, a section of the world under governors. We have no sovereignty. But I mean, this is the international manipulation, and you know, if you're a person that owns a coal mine over here in the United States, man, and you're juicing the right people, then here comes some contracts your way, where they're screwing, some contractors over there, some Russian contractors who didn't do something else that the Jews wanted, maybe in Syria. You see what I'm saying? This is what your goddamn life is. This is why we have no life, people. This is why we don't have anything anymore, because it's all a part of a big game between some people who have mountains and mountains and mountains of gold, wealth that we cannot even imagine. It has been stolen from us. But this is why it goes on. It's all a game to them. And each one of us in our lives, you think, man, the world revolves around my ass. I'm here to tell you it don't. They do not even consider you more than they do a fucking fly or a worm. They don't consider you any more than that. You're just something that if you get in the way, they got to move you. If you become a problem, they've got to eliminate you. So we've got to become a real freaking problem. We are the largest armed force on planet Earth. And we got to, man, at some point in the ballgame, I'm telling you, either we will remove this on an international scale. We would go get these son of a bitches, the Rothschilds, the goddamn Carnegies, the Rockefellers. We'll get all these son of a bitch and hang them dead. And we will remove Zionism from this earth.
We are the largest armed force on planet Earth, and we got to. Man, at some point in the ballgame,
what happened there?
Either we will remove
David.
The,
turn it off.
International scale. We would go get these son of a bitches, the Rothschilds, the goddamn Carnegies, the Rockefellers. We'll get all these son of a bitch and hang them dead. And we will remove Zionism from this earth. We are the largest armed force on planet Earth, and we got to. And at some point in the ballgame,
what happened there?
Either we will remove.
David,
the,
turn it off. That's okay. It's going to happen every now and again, folks. Anyways, we're at the top of the hour, and we will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern, for another broadcast of The Word from the Trenches. In the meantime, stay tuned, for it's time to break free with David Rock, coming up next on PBFTT, and that is The Word from the Trenches.